saw me take the huge sip of coffee. So I took it from you.
I feel like I'm in an abusive co-hosting relationship.
Wow. What?
Every week there's something new. For the last 2 weeks, it's been like, oh no, it was
just, I have to turn to her, you guys.
I bought it on myself.
I have to turn to her, you guys. I look her in the eye. Where will you go? Yeah, okay.
So she said turn. Oh, wow, yeah. Right. I will know. I will. Thank you for remembering. This phone.
Oh, okay. So are we friends now again?
Oh, yeah.
Why can't we be friends?
I'm, you know, the.
With your life right now.
Well, can you just introduce the book we wrote about abuse that made us famous for, you know, supporting abuse victims?
Absolutely, we will absolutely say that. But first, Will Nona, yes, not an abusive relationship.
Oh, God. I do love her immensely.
We're best friends. You can't do it. Anyway, we wrote some books with 15 other wonderful, beautiful, gorgeous ladies.
I love that adjective list.
Yes, okay. Here we are. And I thought divorce was bad with other life lessons. And I thought being grown up was easy. And I thought I could juggle it all. We can't, but we try anyway. And I thought I had it. Wait, no. And I thought I did my journey alone. How to forget my favorite book. That's my favorite.
I know.
And I thought I had it all figured out.
Hold up. I gotta do it.
Can I finish episode 1, A Vision? Go.
Hello, Hollywood. This beautiful, wonderful face needs not only a docuseries reality show. Did I do it correctly this week? But I also need my own scripted television show. Don't change the words. Don't change a thing. Just find actors and make them say my words. And I want to see it on, like, ABC or something.
She
like
does
that.
Not. She's lying.
That is so true. Every time someone comes on and says, they, oh, we can make that possible. You're like, I'm like, I'll go away.
I was just joking. And I thought he was the one. And then I thought the workbook. Wow. Yeah. So, you guys, just all of that is available on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. And WeThought.com. You guys take a moment to go to the AndWeThought.com. Please go to the ladies page, go down to the bottom and see the charities that we proudly support. And then you can check out the conference. Excuse me. I'm trying to wrap it up. She doesn't like to make money, you guys. I'm trying to do it quickly. And you can check out our conference that is going to be on March 17th in Sacramento, California. You can come virtually, which is streaming, or in person. We'd love to see you guys there.
Sacramento State University.
Okay, you know, abused and oppressed. And you can check out Just Fighting Life while you're there.
Yes, it's on channel 18 on Amazon.com.
Okay, really?
Okay, yes, I'm good. Now introduce people. Or have them introduce themselves. Yes, now I'm abusing you.
I feel oppressed, you guys. I feel oppressed. But we have a wonderful, lovely guest in the Women's Cave with us today. And would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. Hi, ladies. It's such a pleasure to be here today. It's Lauren Burke-Meyer. I am currently a communications manager at Vectorworks. We are global design and BIM software developer, so I do corporate communications. And I'm here today hoping to talk about my new children's book that I'm working to fundraise, to self-publish. It's called Charlie Steps Up to Lacrosse. And I'm also in the process of launching a new blog called Lauren's Law. So I'd love to kind of chat with you ladies about those opportunity or really any of my, you know, communications background and PR that I've done over the years for my profession.
We know Winona absolutely has questions. That's the very narcissist.
No, I just want can you tell that she has a PR background? Because she hit every point that she wants to have happen during this 15 minutes. It's up to you to make it happen. I was like, oh dang, I'm taking that.
Thank you for making me feel good.
So let's talk about your book.
Sure. So I began writing this story honestly a couple years ago. The main theme about it is lacrosse. So for those in Maryland, we all know that lacrosse is life. I started playing the game at 9 years old. Girls play as young as even 4 years old, running around with the stick and goggles. So I played from age 9, and then I played all the way up through college. I played Division I at Penn State, and then I graduated and I coached a lot of club lacrosse and some camps. So I've just always had a huge passion for the game. So what I wanted to do was self-publish a story. I have two really dear friends that own their own lacrosse company, and they do their own Step Up Lacrosse charity that benefits, really gets the game of lacrosse, you know, in the hands of underprivileged children. in the form of equipment, camps, clinics. So I wanted to write a lacrossing story where eventually a portion of proceeds will go to this charity to really help, you know, give back to this game that's given me so much in my life. So the story is about a girl, her name's Charlotte, but she goes by Charlie, and she's a bit of a tomboy, and her mom is trying to make her do ballet, which it's about her falling in love with the sport of lacrosse. So you go through the story. I don't want to give anything away because I want people to buy the book, obviously, but in the book, we also have inspirational songs. You know, Step Up is the company, and they've written all these great inspirational songs for children, just being inspired and, you know, being strong, going after your dreams. And then we also have, you know, a few little plays in the book to kind of teach some fundamentals of defense and offense for lacrosse. So it's really a great, you know, all-in-one book. But, you know, with the fun, you know, because I am self-publishing, you know, I am looking to fundraise. So on March 1st, I'll be having an event at Brian Boru in Severna Park, and anybody who comes and orders off a special menu, that's three courses, you'll be able to donate that $10 of that check will go to me, and then there's kid meals options where a portion of those meals as well. Then I'll be doing raffles for, you know, Nike Lacrosse, New Era, we have Clorox cleaning supply gift baskets. We have some local businesses with, you know, the Cottage Boutique, Rockwell Fitness Gym, Kicked Up Fitness in Annapolis, Squisito's Pizza. I think I got to everybody, but I was so overwhelmed with, you know, local communities donating that kind of help support me in this charity. And Brian Brew has been wonderful to work with. And I'm just trying to get as many people to come to that event so that we can fundraise, so that I can publish this book. And then I can, you know, meet my mission to get back to, you know, the sport of lacrosse and get it in the hands of more children.
Oh my goodness, I'm excited about this event. So obviously I'm picking out the signature dress and we're going.
Oh, yay! I was hoping.
Okay. I got all excited. I forgot, you know, you have other things you have to do. You're like, oh, shoot, there's such a thing as a schedule.
Oh, bummer.
I wanted to know how much of your own personal story landed in here, and if you had already answered this question, just sure. Yes, I'm pretty sure I didn't hear, like, the whole thing.
So I am the author of the story. You know, it is... it's fiction, but my two partners that... you know, own the company Step Up Lacrosse and that I've coached with over the years. They are characters in the book. So you kind of, you know, you get a feel for them and they'll be in the illustrations. And that's really, I'm fundraising for the illustrations, you know, the ISBN and, you know, the printing and shipping costs, because those can quickly add up.
Yes.
So yeah, but I am the author, and I would say that there's other inspiration from some of my teammates. My older sister played lacrosse, and there's an inspiration of a character for her, because there's so many different body types that can be successful in this sport. My sister is, you know, 6'2" and super wiry, and, you know, there's benefit to being tall. I had super curvy, shorter girls that were tremendous defenders that were just tough to get around. So some of it's from people that I've played with, and just kind of that awkward time where you're kind of learning about everybody has different body types, but everybody can contribute to the sport of lacrosse. That was kind of like a big message that I wanted to get out there to young readers of this book.
That's a great, love it. And you know, she is a great, that's how you know she does for y'all. That's how you know.
You guys are so nice. I'm not used to being on this side. I'm used to being behind coaching people. So I was a little nervous. But so you're making me feel great.
In the world, really we don't know what does that mean? I don't know what that means. Would you guys have some?
No, she cannot.
You know, congratulations to her.
Oh, because I'm pregnant. Because I would if I wasn't pregnant.
Anyway, I love the fact that you made lacrosse and you tied it into, like, almost empowerment of women in any body shape, yes, any body size. You're still so valuable to society. And that is such a point where, like, in, let's say, middle school or something like that, you're like, oh my goodness, you become self-conscious about all differences now. So this is amazing.
Thank you.
I wanted to jump ahead to, you do PR. So how does that work with being an author? Because, you know, as you just said, you're coaching, and now you might have to do interviews and PR.
Sure. So I feel very fortunate. I've worked in PR for many years, and I've done a lot of the coordinating and outreach, a lot of media relations. So I've built a lot of relationships with local media, which has been helpful in trying to get the word out about my fundraiser and my book. You know, I used to write a column for our local paper, The Capital, which was actually a youth sports column. So there's been a lot of, like, you know, great opportunities in my career that I've been able to learn about journalism, build relationships with the media. And so I've been doing media training, but I personally haven't been the one in the spotlight. It's just been studying it and just prepping, you know, whether it's industry staff or CEO, different people throughout the years to do media interviews. And then when I worked at a PR firm, I used to actually do PR for authors, which was my favorite. I loved it so much. And, you know, they were authors of, you know, books on disabilities and parenting. And then I had one client that did ebooks for children that I got to read her stories and help even edit them some. And it was so fun. And then just finding these outlets, you know, that were appropriate based off the content of the books, the age and everything. So I feel really, you know, once I get moving with, know, writing and publishing, and I feel like I have a lot of tools to kind of get the word out. And today is a great time to be an author with self-publishing, that nobody can tell you you can't publish something. And I feel so empowered to just do this. And as you know, I mentioned, you know, I'm pregnant. I have a daughter expected in mid-June, so I'm really trying to fundraise and get things moving forward so that, you know, I can kind of have the book in motion, you know, before things get a little bit crazy for me. But so, yeah.
There's a lot of sleepless nights ahead of you. But
that's, I know.
All of them, so I hear. I don't have kids, but you, I hear you're all of them.
Yeah, I'm excited, but I'm preparing myself for not a lot of sleep.
You know, unfortunately, we are at the end because, you know, life just... We get a good interview. It just goes by so quickly.
It flew by.
Where can people find you?
Sure. So I would say that I've started a blog that will launch by the time this is live. It's laurenslaw.blog. And then I'm also on Twitter, laurenslawblog is my handle. So those are probably the best places to follow me. You can eventually learn more about the fundraiser. I'll be writing about those as well. And you can kind of just see some of the things I'm working on. My Lauren's Law blog, just to quickly say, it's sort of a play on Murphy's Law that, you know, everything that can go wrong will go wrong. But it's my own personal take in that for me, it's either things go really poorly in a hilarious way, or they go really lucky for me. And it's just kind of the humor and the ridiculousness of it. And I kind of want to grow it to what my readers want to learn about, that maybe I can help other authors with, you know, media relations and other tips and kind of share things in the industry, because I do have a lot of knowledge to share. So it might turn into a lot of different things, and I'm really excited to kind of talk about my journey from the past and, you know, as I go through it, especially adding a daughter into the equation, you know, will be some interesting stories too coming up.
Well, we are excited for your new blog and your new books. You know, welcome to the indie family. That's
Thank you.
Welcome. And thank you for coming on, you guys. Check her out and the Lauren's Log blog, which will be out pretty soon. When she hard launches it, you know we'll be all over Twitter.
Yay. Thank you.
Oh, that's out. You have to check her out. We'll definitely do that.
Thank you so much.
Wilmona.
I just also want to say that Lauren will also be making an appearance in our docuseries.
Oh, absolutely. Oh. We'll be making an appearance in our docuseries.
Yes. And you can check out a week.
That and everything that we're doing at thewomenscave.com or andwethought.com. You guys remember to come out to the conference either live or streaming, please, because it will really help. It helps out
The nonprofits
that we proudly support. So, you guys, just remember that wisdom is all around you if
you're open to finding it and accepting it. So, peace and love, you guys, from Winona, who needs to get her nails done.
And Jade, bye-bye.